AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Icy roads are keeping state troopers busy in Indiana and other states from the Midwest to New England. Captain David Burston is with the Indiana State Police.
Over 192 slide-offs, the people just slid off the road, and we have provided assistance to 224 motorists, people running out of fuel, things of that nature. And on top of that, we've had 11 of our cars that have been hit.
Police say a three-year-old boy being taken on a shopping trip Saturday by his grandmother was killed in a Little Rock, Arkansas road rage incident when a driver opened fire on Grandma's car because he thought she wasn't moving fast enough at a stop sign. Police are now looking for the man. Despite wintry weather in Columbus, Ohio, family and friends of former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn gathered Saturday to remember this incredible man.
Vice President Joe Biden says John Glenn defined what it meant to be an American.
Just by how he acted. It was always about promise. We were a country of possibilities.
John Glenn once told retired Marine Corps General John Daly his 23 years as a Marine just wasn't enough.
We had John for 95 great years, and it still wasn't enough.
Glenn's son David recalled seeing his parents back in October. John Glenn started singing September song.
The days dwindle down to a precious few, September, November. And these few precious days I'll spend with you.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The surgeon who invented the Heimlich maneuver to save choking victims died Saturday at 96. His son says his dad wanted to help people survive.
He read that 4,000 Americans die every year from it and 80,000 people around the world. You rarely read now about anybody dying from choking because everybody knows the maneuver. So if you do the math, it's hundreds of thousands of people that are alive today because of what he invented.
This is AP Radio News. During the latest stop on his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, Donald Trump was on the media's case again Saturday night when the president-elect said he prefers to take his message directly to the American people.
They're saying, as president, he shouldn't be doing rallies, but I think we should, right? Yeah. We've done everything else the opposite. Well, no, this is the way you get an honest word out. Because you can't give it to them because they're so dishonest.
Trump said Saturday night on Twitter the United States should let China keep that U.S. Navy unmanned underwater glider that it seized in the South China Sea. Trump tweeted a few hours after the U.S. military announced that it had reached an understanding with China for the return of the underwater glider. But Trump said we should tell China we don't want the drone they stole back. He said simply, let them keep it. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.